Today is the 27th day of November. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we bring to a close another one of our weeks together. We, in the Old Testament, are really still moving in to the book of Daniel, and so we'll continue our journey there. When we get to the New Testament, we have some new territory. 2 Peter, the second letter of Peter, and we'll talk about that when we get there. But first, we have been reading from the New English Translation this week, which is what we'll do today. Daniel, chapter 4. And we will begin with a declaration of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. King Nebuchadnezzar, to all peoples, nations, and language groups that live in all the land, peace and prosperity. I am delighted to tell you about the signs and wonders that the Most High God has done for me. How great are His signs! How mighty are His wonders! His kingdom will last forever, and His authority continues from one generation to the next. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was relaxing in my home, living luxuriously in my palace. I saw a dream that frightened me badly. The things I imagined while lying on my bed, these visions of my mind, were terrifying me. So I issued an order for all the wise men of Babylon to be brought before me so that they could make known to me the interpretation of the dream. When the magicians, astrologers, wise men, and diviners entered, I recounted the dream for them, but they were unable to make known its interpretation to me. Later, Daniel entered, whose name is Belteshazzar, after the name of my God, and in whom there is a spirit of the holy gods. I recounted the dream for him as well, saying, Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, in whom I know there to be a spirit of the holy gods, and whom no mystery baffles, consider my dream that I saw and set forth its interpretation. Here are the visions of my mind while I was on my bed. While I was watching, there was a tree in the middle of the land. It was enormously tall. The tree grew large and strong. Its top reached far into the sky. It could be seen from the borders of all the land. Its foliage was attractive and its fruit plentiful. On it there was food enough for all. Under it the wild animals used to seek shade, and in its branches the birds of the sky used a nest. All creatures used to feed themselves from it. While I was watching in my mind's visions, on my bed, a holy sentinel came down from heaven. He called out loudly as follows, "Chop down the tree and lop off its branches. Strip off its foliage and scatter its fruits. Let the animals flee from under it and the birds from its branches, but leave its taproots in the ground with a band of iron and bronze around it, surrounded by the grass of the field. Let it become damp with the dew of the sky, and let it live with the animals in the grass of the land. Let his mind be altered from that of a human being, and let an animal's mind be given to him, and let 7 periods of time go by for him. This announcement is by the decree of the sentinels. This decision is by the pronouncement of the holy ones, so that those who are alive may understand that the Most High has authority over human kingdoms, and he bestows them on whomever he wishes. He establishes over them even the lowliest of human beings. This is the dream that I, King Nebuchadnezzar, saw. Now you, Belteshazzar, declare its interpretation, for none of the wise men in my kingdom are able to make known to me the interpretation. But you can do so, for a spirit of the holy gods is in you. Then Daniel, whose name is also Belteshazzar, was upset for a brief time. His thoughts were alarming him. The king said, "Belteshazzar, don't let the dream and its interpretation alarm you." But Belteshazzar replied, "Sir, if only the dream were for your enemies and its interpretation applied to your adversaries. The tree that you saw that grew large and strong, whose top reached to the sky and that could be seen in all the land, whose foliage was attractive and its fruit plentiful, and from which there was food available for all, under whose branches wild animals used to live, and in whose branches birds of the sky used to nest. It is you, O king, for you have become great and strong. Your greatness is such that it reaches to heaven, and your authority to the ends of the earth. As for the king seeing a holy sentinel coming down from heaven and saying, 'Chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave its taproot in the ground with a band of iron and bronze around it, surrounded by the grass of the field. Let it become damp with the dew of the sky, and let it live with the wild animals until 7 periods of time go by for him.' This is the interpretation, O king. It is the decision of the Most High that this has happened to my lord the king. You will be driven from human society, and you will live with the wild animals. You will be fed grass like oxen, and you will become damp with the dew of the sky. 7 periods of time will pass by for you before you understand that the Most High is ruler over human kingdoms and gives them to whomever he wishes." They said to leave the taproot of the tree, "For your kingdom will be restored to you when you come to understand that heaven rules. Therefore, O king, may my advice be pleasing to you. Break away from your sins by doing what is right, and from your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps your prosperity will be prolonged." Now all this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. After 12 months, he happened to be walking around on the battlements of the royal palace of Babylon. The king uttered these words, "Is this not the great Babylon that I have built for a royal residence by my own mighty strength and for my majestic honor?" While these words were still on the king's lips, a voice came down from heaven. "It is hereby announced to you, King Nebuchadnezzar, that your kingdom has been removed from you. You will be driven from human society, and you will live with the wild animals. You will be fed grass like oxen, and 7 periods of time will pass by for you before you understand that the Most High is ruler over human kingdoms and gives them to whomever he wishes." Now in that very moment, this pronouncement about Nebuchadnezzar came true. He was driven from human society. He ate grass like oxen, and his body became damp with the dew of the sky, until his hair became long like an eagle's feathers, and his nails like a bird's claws. But at the end of the appointed time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up toward heaven, and my sanity returned to me. I extolled the Most High, and I praised and glorified the one who lives forever. For his authority is an everlasting authority, and his kingdom extends from one generation to the next. All the inhabitants of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he wishes with the army of heaven and with those who inhabit the earth. No one slaps his hand and says to him, 'What have you done?' At that time, my sanity returned to me. I was restored to the honor of my kingdom, and my splendor returned to me. My ministers and my nobles were seeking me out, and I was reinstated over my kingdom. I became even greater than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven, for all his deeds are right and his ways are just. He is able to bring down those who live in pride. Okay, so as promised at the beginning, we have turned the page, and now we are entering a letter known as 2 Peter, and it is thought that this is the final writing of St. Peter, although that has definitely been questioned, and whether or not this is actually a letter from St. Peter has been questioned all the way back into antiquity. It was accepted as a letter from Peter over a period of time and was included in the New Testament canon of scripture by the 4th century. But the debate about who wrote this letter, it's still going on among biblical scholars. Part of this happens because the language between 1 Peter and 2 Peter are quite a bit different. So it seems like it was written by somebody else. A person that's defending that Peter actually wrote this letter would say that he was probably illiterate. He probably dictated the letters that he wrote. It's very, very likely that whoever wrote down the dictation, was a different person between the two letters. And so, of course, the language would be a little bit different. The truth is, we don't know. That's the truth. The truth is, there are compelling reasons to look at this like Hebrews. Many people have come up with many theories about who wrote Hebrews, but to this day, we still consider it basically author unknown. And that wouldn't be an inappropriate way to look at 2 Peter, but there are compelling reasons that are equal to consider that the Apostle Peter actually wrote this, and this is actually the last of the writings of his life. And for us, we'll just kind of go with that. It's 2 Peter. It's written in the voice of Peter. It is Peter who wrote this. It was probably written in the late 60s AD. He didn't live much longer. He was martyred, and in our church tradition, we believe he was executed upside down at his request, but was executed by crucifixion, like Jesus, only inverted, upside down. So that is a long-running church tradition. There's nothing in the scriptures that say this is how Peter died, but this is definitely the church tradition. And if we remember when we read 1 Peter, Peter's purpose was to instruct the believers and encourage them about endurance and enduring whatever came flying in their direction, all of the pressures that were being that were mounting up against them. And we talked about that quite a bit yesterday. 2 Peter warns about false teachings and inappropriate behavior from within the church. And the thing that we need to remember is similar to what we read in 2 Timothy. I don't want to get all convoluted here, but we remember reading 2 Timothy, which is thought to be Paul's final writing of his life, and what he chose to say to Timothy as a kind of final testament. This is thought to be the final writing of Peter's life. So if he's choosing to discuss false teaching and evil behavior, then we need to understand that it mattered a lot to him. He knew he was about to die. He says he knows he's about to die. And it's also important for us to remember this is St. Peter, right? This is one of the disciples of Jesus that actually saw the ministry of Jesus with his own eyes. This is a person that had private conversations with Jesus, things that aren't recorded for us in the New Testament. This is somebody that would have cooked meals and cried with him and laughed with Jesus and lived with Jesus. And ate the Last Supper with Jesus and watched Jesus die. But he also saw Jesus alive again. And this is a person that was in the upper room when the tongues of fire came. This is a person that preached that first message after Pentecost, and people came to believe by the thousands. And what we're about to read may very well be the final living words recorded by the Apostle Peter. And so, just as with 2 Timothy, let's pay attention. Let's absorb this from that perspective, the perspective of a person who actually was a disciple of Jesus, who is not going to live much longer, will be executed, and knows it. And this is what he has to say. And so we begin. 2 Peter, chapter 1. From Simeon, Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who, through the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, have been granted a faith just as precious as ours. May grace and peace be lavished on you as you grow in the rich knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. I can pray this because his divine power has bestowed on us everything necessary for life and godliness through the rich knowledge of the one who called us by his own glory and excellence. Through these things, he has bestowed on us his precious and most magnificent promises, so that by means of what was promised, you may become partakers of the divine nature. After escaping the worldly corruption that is produced by evil desire. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith excellence, to excellence knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness, brotherly affection, to brotherly affection, unselfish love. For if these things are really yours and are continually increasing, they will keep you from becoming ineffective and unproductive in your pursuit of knowing our Lord Jesus Christ more intimately. But concerning the one who lacks such things, he is blind. That is to say, he is nearsighted, since he has forgotten about the cleansing of his past sins. Therefore, brothers and sisters, make every effort to be sure of your calling and election. For by doing this, you will never stumble into sin. For thus an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be richly provided for you. Therefore, I intend to remind you constantly of these things, even though you know them and are well established in the truth that you now have. Indeed, as long as I am in this tabernacle, I consider it right to stir you up by way of a reminder, since I know that my tabernacle will soon be removed, because our Lord Jesus Christ revealed this to me. Indeed, I will also make every effort that after my departure, you have a testimony of these things. For we did not follow cleverly concocted fables when we made known to you the power and return of our Lord Jesus Christ. No, we were eyewitnesses of his grandeur. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, "This is my dear Son, in whom I am delighted." When this voice was conveyed from heaven, we ourselves heard it, for we were with him on the holy mountain. Moreover, we possess the prophetic word as an altogether reliable thing. You do well, if you pay attention to this, as you would to a light shining in a murky place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you do well if you recognize this. No prophecy of Scripture ever comes about by the prophet's own imagination, for no prophecy was ever born of human impulse. Rather, men carried along by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Psalm 119, 97 through 112. Mem. Oh, how I love your law. All day long I meditate on it. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for I am always aware of them. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your rules. I am more discerning than those older than I, for I observe your precepts. I stay away from every evil path, so that I might keep your instructions. I do not turn aside from your regulations, for you teach me. Your words are sweeter in my mouth than honey. Your precepts give me discernment, therefore I hate all deceitful actions. None. Your word is a lamp to walk by, and a light to illumine my path. I have vowed and solemnly sworn to keep your just regulations. I am suffering terribly. O Lord, revive me with your word. O Lord, please accept the freewill offerings of my praise. Teach me your regulations. My life is in continual danger, but I do not forget your law. The wicked lay a trap for me, but I do not wander from your precepts. I claim your rules as my permanent possession, for they give me joy. I am determined to obey your statutes at all times, to the very end. Proverbs 28, 17 and 18. The one who is tormented by the murder of another will flee to the pit. Let no one support him. The one who walks blamelessly will be delivered, but whoever is perverse in his ways will fall at once. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for bringing us through the final full week in this month of November. We thank you that before we end next week, we will have transitioned into the final month of the year. And so we're very aware of where we are. We are very aware of how things go. We've lived through the holiday seasons before, and so once again, we are inviting your Holy Spirit to speak clearly to us. Help us to see where you are leading and obey where you are leading. And even as busy as we may get before Christmas comes, we don't want to miss a beat. We want to stay in lockstep with what you are doing as we continue our journey to its conclusion. And so, Holy Spirit, come. Show us how to navigate. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It is the website. It is where you find out what's going on around here, and it's Christmas time around here. If you're just waking up, like you've been sleeping all year and you're just waking up, it's Christmas time again around here. And so that's what we've got going on around here. A number of resources for this season. First up, Christmas Time, a brand new Christmas album for those of us around the global campfire. This brand new album was produced and arranged and recorded by my son Maxwell Harden. And Maxwell has been around the community here his whole life, pretty much. He did Daily Audio Bible Kids for a long time and has, as he's grown through his teen years and into his adulthood, has been pursuing the music industry and has become just an amazing musician. So this brand new album is available for pre-order now. It will fully release on the 1st of December. But when you pre-order it, you get pre-order pricing as well as 3 of the 10 songs immediately. And as I have said over the last couple of days, this is the record you want on when you're unwinding for the evening. Or maybe even just kind of getting a slow start to the day. This is a contemplative, atmospheric record that is just really beautiful treatments of the holiday carols that we know. But it is very cinematic in its approach. I love it. So that is available now at the iTunes Store for Apple devices or the Amazon Music Store for those associated devices. And then if you get it, then on the 1st of December, a few days from now, then all of the songs will just show up in your device like magic. Also available is the Daily Audio Bible Christmas Box for 2021. That can be located in the or at the Daily Audio Bible website in the shop. Or if you're using the app, you can get to the shop from there by pushing the drawer icon in the upper left-hand corner. But in the shop, you'll find a category called Christmas. And in the Christmas category, you'll find the Christmas box. And you'll be able to see it, see everything that's in there, including the Daily Audio Bible ornament for 2021, which is only available in the Christmas box each year. So check that out. And then also new is Promised Land, Photographs from the Land of the Bible. A beautiful hardback edition. It's 12 by 12, so it's like a foot square. Perfect size for the coffee table. Perfect size for viewing photography. It's a beautiful edition that allows you to peer into the land where all of these stories that we are reading happened. And so that is available in the Daily Audio Bible shop as well. In the Christmas category. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. And I thank you humbly. And we wouldn't be here if we weren't in this together. And I'm grateful, humbly grateful that we are. So there's a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, Daily Audible Bible. My name is Heather, and I'm calling from Prescott Valley, Arizona. I've been a Daily Audible listener for this is my 10th whole year going through Daily Audible Bible. Thank you, Brian and team. The reason why I'm calling in today is more of a thanks for Daily Audible Bible and the impact that it's had on our family. This past year, my son got married, and he got married to a girl that was crying out to the Lord and had had just such heartache in her life. Never has had a dad or a stepdad. Her mom became an alcoholic later on, and she was just crying out to the Lord. And the Lord heard her cry and brought her into our family, and she's totally just grown in the Lord. But this year, she took up listening to Daily Audible Bible every day and the prayer request. And Faith, I hope you're listening. This is your mother-in-law. And I'm just so encouraged by her encouraging me by what she hears from Daily Audible Bible, and how encouraged she is by the testimonies of the prayers, answered prayers, people calling in. And she told me yesterday that it gives her hope. So I just want to just say thank you to all those that are praying. Keep praying for those that are lost, those lost loved ones. Faith has her sister and her mom and many family members that she wants to see come to the Lord. So again, just thank you. I'm glad I can call in every now and then. Love you all, and I pray with you and listen with you. God bless.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, I wish to pray for Maylene, who has lost her husband, who needs healing and comfort. I pray that you give her comfort, healing, that you give her and lead her to draw more near to you. I lift her up in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you let your will be done in her life, God. I pray that you bless her, comfort her, and continue to keep her near to you. I pray that you also bless Daily Audio Bible community and help us to continue to do your will. Finally, thank you for comforting Maylene and helping her grieve over the loss of her husband. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hey, good morning, Daily Audio Bible. After going through Brian's reading today, I was just so inspired. As a matter of fact, they say the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. I would say it actually cut me into pieces, because I've always been that person who would always want to retaliate each time I'm being pushed to the wall, because I was being bullied as a child. And I grew up without my parents. My dad died when I was 8 and my mom died when I was 9. So I grew up with a foster family. It was a family friend. And she has shown me the love that I couldn't even get from my parents. But then I grew up with so much anger, so much regret. And sometimes I would always wish my dad or mom would be there to save me in times of trouble when I'm in some sort of circumstance. I would always want them to hear me out. But then I grew up like that. Today I'm 30. And sometimes when things don't go my way, I always want to retaliate. I always want to spit out the words back at people. But I'm sure today is a turnaround for me, because I have to show love. And that took me to another dimension. So I just want to share that with you. It's touched me. And yeah. It's really, really touched me. And yeah, I will just silence the ignorance of people with love.
Yeah, I am Jake, calling from Butuan City, Philippines. We live in Minnesota, and we're here to get our two boys, Cleo Griffin and Leon, and we have two other boys, Wesley and Lucas, back in Minnesota. So we just want to call in. We are longtime listeners, but have never called in, and pray for safe travels for us back to Minnesota. And we also want to pray that when our four boys come together permanently, that there'd be a smooth transition and protection over our marriage. And we're both currently unemployed. That happened right before we came. So prayers for both of us to find a job and for it to be God's will. In Jesus' name.